You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. Let's start the show.
Welcome, everybody. We got a full house.
Full house.
Three out of the four. I'm joined this week by the last Caucasian man ever to throw a perfect game in the Negro League, Timmy Schilser.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive. And the uncredited songwriter and original guitar player for Van Halen.
Nice.
Tim Short. I just tried to come up with something.
I like it.
I was going to have you as a songwriter for the Beatles, but you're more Van Halen than Beatles.
Yeah.
Not Van Hagar, Van Halen.
Yeah.
Big difference. Well, how was everybody's week?
60 hours, so how do you think it was?
Wow.
Yeah. I had about 52, I think.
Damn.
You're still sitting firm at zero?
I'm still sitting firm at zero. Tough life. Well, I guess we'll just jump right into the stuff here. There's not a lot of news this week. We are joined by Skeets the Wonder Puppy this week because my neighbor kind of weirded me out. But, yeah.
Hoobly neighbor.
Nah, he has asked a couple times to come in the yard to pet my dog.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, do you have a jar of peanut butter?
No.
Be enjoyable for your dog.
No,
him.
Apparently he just got out of a state facility.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Somewhere in Wayne County?
Oh.
Let's say that. Yeah.
He's, Arkham.
Arkham. Pretty much. Most of the news was last week because of Comic-Con and all that madness. But we do have a little bit. TV news-wise, Lea Michele from Glee is going to guest star on Sons of Anarchy as Gertie, because can't come up with a better name than Gertie, a single mother and waitress that in some way connects with Jimmo. So
they're just trying to kill that show, aren't they?
This is the last season for it anyway.
But
I think he's just throwing in, because you've had Marilyn Manson, Courtney Love,
yeah.
Lea Michele, which makes me think that this season's soundtrack is going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
J.R. Ramirez was, as we announced, they're going to bring Wildcat for Arrow.
He stick with my feet.
Yeah, I know. He has a thing for feet. J.R. Ramirez cast as Wildcat for an upcoming season of Arrow. He will have a major role with Laurel Lance. And there's also, it kind of leaked out the episode, there's a Felicity-centered episode titled Oracle. And since she's the computer girl in the show, everybody's like, "Well, it's going to tie to Gotham." No, I think they were just being funny. Marvel announced Daredevil will hit Netflix in May of next year for all 13 episodes. And David Zayas, the Hispanic cop from Dexter, is going to play Sal Maroni in Gotham. Speaking of Gotham, Maroni is one of the crime bosses. And he's the guy who disfigures Harvey Dent and makes him become Two-Face. So everybody's like, well, that's how you're going to get Two-Face brought in. So hopefully not. I think they're trying to cram too much into the first season from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But that's all I got for TV stuff.
I like TV.
You like TV. Still do. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You got anything?
I really haven't been watching a whole lot of TV.
No. Netflix and...
Yeah. I've been watching the new season of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
The first...
PG prison porn?
Yeah. The first episode of the second season, they sent her to maximum security in Chicago, and she can't figure out why, and then it turns out to be there's a trial going on for the main guy that was in the drug ring or whatever.
Yeah.
That she got arrested for.
Yeah. That's what I see. Well, I think Chicago pretty much is a maximum security prison right now.
Even Cook County Jail.
Yeah. we'll go on to movie news. The Deadpool test footage.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Oh, I gotta bring it up then. I gotta find it. We saw it, and... What do you think, Timmy?
As far as complete CG, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think we'll just... We'll play it here to let you watch it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, as shorts wearing Deadpool shirt.
Oh, hello there. I bet you're wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. Hey!
I want this made so bad.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
What the hell?
Hola! Me llamo Pesina de la Muerta. There's no easy way to say this. I'm pregnant, Trevor.
Picture.
Ride the disease. Meet the cure. Okay, not the cure, but more like a topical ointment that reduces swelling and itch. Hi, Tom.
Yes. I'd watch that.
Oh, yeah.
I want that made so bad. It looks hilarious. It is based off the script that it leaked a few years ago. This is like 3 year, 4 year old footage.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. This was the CG test. It is Ryan Reynolds doing the voice. The guy that wrote Zombieland with Woody Harrelson, and he wrote the Deadpool script.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel fucking make that movie, goddammit.
Yeah.
And make it R.
Yeah, definitely.
Not PG-13.
Maybe double R.
Yeah, well. The only thing missing from that trailer is him yelling chimichanga. I mean, we're stopping everything in the middle of a fight to go to a chimichanga thing. That's the only thing missing. Dog's trying to eat my arm. That needs made. It's awesome.
Yep.
You went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was freaking awesome.
Any review or...
Thanos was great.
Yeah, Josh Brolin.
Yeah. The other bad guy was creepy as hell.
The Collector or Ronan?
Ronan.
Ronan.
Oh,
Ronan the Accuser.
He was creepy. Rocket the Raccoon and Groot are great.
That's
great, great characters.
Everybody knew that, you know, Rocket was going to be the kind of the breakout, but Groot is awesome. He's a treat.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel with his three words, yeah. He stole the show.
This shirt would be a Rocket and Groot shirt, but they didn't have them at Walmart. So they were out of them. Well, they did have a shirt in the slot that was a cat riding on a wrecking ball, and... It made me sad for humanity.
There's a Miley Pussy joke somewhere in there. It's just
yeah.
Probably been used and used before.
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy Ray. Bad parent.
Right, don't break his heart.
Yeah, I think she already did. spoiler alert, if you have not seen Guardians, we're going to talk about the post-credit scene real quick. Skip forward a few little bit.
Yeah.
All right. The post-credit scene has the return to Marvel movies. of Howard the Duck. Oh, I love that fucking movie. I don't even care. Yes, it's a terrible movie, but damn it, I love it. Interspecies erotica.
Yeah, the costume was terrible.
And Howard the Duck was voiced by Seth Green. So, from Robot Chicken and Austin Powers fame and all that. And
did you notice he said, you let that dog lick you, but that dog is...
Is Cosmo.
Russian cosmonaut dog.
Yeah. And welcome back, you spoiler-hating people. Yeah, I think they'll put that thing into more movies in cameos and won't get its own movie.
Oh, yeah.
Going to more news here. Universal Monsters. The Mummy, Dracula, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon. They're going to do a shared universe. Kind of like how Marvel has done.
Yeah.
Alex Kurtzman is going to direct the first one, and it's going to be The Mummy. So, and this will set up the entire Universal Monsters universe. So, that should be really good.
Have you seen the trailer or anything for the Dracula Untold?
Uh-uh.
We'll have to watch that later.
Okay.
Looks pretty cool.
Does it? Let's see, where am I at here? I wrote everything in small font because I'm stupid. Okay. The El Rey Network, which I knew was a thing, but I didn't. We don't get it around here.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Is
that a Banner thing, man?
I think it could be.
Is it what?
Banner. Oh. Mexican.
Oh.
I don't have the racist button ready, but... there we go. Anyway, they reached a deal with Shaw Brothers in Hong Kong. They're going to bring all 258 Shaw Brothers movies to their network. That's huge. Shaw Brothers were really big back when Bruce Lee had hit. Actually, some of the Bruce Lee movies are Shaw Brothers movies. Yeah. So, that's huge if you're a kung fu movie guy like me. We just watched the trailer for Mad Max, which I think it looks great.
300 meets Fast and Furious. That's what I was thinking.
That I can see that. Yeah, post-apocalyptic Fast and the Furious meets 300.
Or you know, right about when Paul Walker crashed.
Yeah, I said your Paul Walker ashtray joke last week, and we both just went, wow, holy fuck.
Whatever.
Moving on.
I stand by that.
Hey, I laughed. I can't say anything. It made me chuckle.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron looks amazing, bald with a metal arm.
Yeah. And a painted face.
And I did note, and this just kind of hit me, this is the second movie that Tom Hardy looks like a weak guy, gets the hell beat out of him, and becomes a badass. It was Bane in the Batman, and now he's Mad Max in this one. It's the same kind of... If you're going to beat up Tom Hardy in a movie, he's going to come back and kill you. I think is how we have decided. We also just watched the Red Band trailer for Sin City 2. What do you think? You have not watched the first Sin City.
No, I didn't.
But you saw Jessica Alba do the thing, and you went, oh.
Yeah. I'll have to watch it. I'll see if it's on Netflix.
It is.
I like Bruce Willis, so...
Well, he's the star of the first one, that's for sure. And what did you think of Sin City 2 trailer?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. I like...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, everybody's in this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When it's one of those things when Robert Rodriguez calls you, hey, you want to do a movie? Yes. Everybody just goes, yep, we'll be in it. Even Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, for worse here, for worse here.
She's got to be better than Courtney Love.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
We'll see. No, wait, she was in Machete Kills.
Who?
Lady Gaga. She was in the second Machete movie.
Oh, I didn't watch those either.
That just came on Netflix, I think. I think I saw it on Netflix. I'm going to have to watch it again.
You don't fucking know.
Because that's when Charlie Sheen is president.
Yeah. President.
Yeah, he shows him waking up in bed with strippers. So, I mean, there you go. Joe Cornish, who wrote Attack the Block, and he was co-writer for Edgar Wright's version of Ant-Man, announced he will direct Skull Island, which we talked about last week is the King Kong movie. I mean, well, they're not calling it King Kong, but it's King Kong.
With Jack Black.
No. No. Unless he gets eight. He does a little, I'm a rocker, and then, you know, King Kong rips him in half. Oh, I'll buy my ticket if that happens. Patron saint of the show, Mike Tyson, who does not have time for bird sex, announced that Jamie Foxx is going to play him in a biopic movie. Now, last week we said that Rowdy Piper announced that Mark Wahlberg was going to play him in a movie, and that's bullshit. Mike Tyson says Jamie Foxx is doing it. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is going to do it because Mike Tyson said so.
I like Jamie Foxx.
Or her body's here.
Right. Jamie Foxx has some big ears.
Didn't he play Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played Ray Charles.
He played Mike Tyson. And...
Special screening at Plainfield in Indiana. There's a joke in there, and if you follow Mike Tyson, you got the joke. Oh, that man owned that damn prison. That's all I'm saying. Jungle Book casting. They're doing a Roger Rabbit style where you have the live human and everybody else, all the animals are CG. Here is your casting. Bill Murray will be Baloo the Bear.
Sweet.
Ben Kingsley as Bagheera, I believe is the tiger.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson as Ka, the snake. Christopher Walken as King Louie.
Yes.
Which just means you're going to get Christopher Walken and Bill Murray as animated characters talking with each other.
Love it.
Sold. Print money. Cut the check. Idris Elba as Shere Khan. Shere Khan was the lion. Or the tiger.
Shere Khan.
No, that was the panther.
Yeah, he's panther.
Panther, okay.
Black panther.
Giggity, giggity. I can't pronounce her name. Lupita Nyong'o.
And she was...
She was in 12 Years a Slave, and she's going to be in a new Star Wars as Rikasha. I don't know that one. Giancarlo Esposito as Aquila. I know there's a spelling bee joke somewhere in there. And Neil I can't pronounce that last name. Sethi. Sethi?
Sure.
He's going to be Mowgli. I can pronounce Mowgli. John Favreau is directing. So, October 9th, 2015.
That's awesome.
And the picture they have for Bill Murray and Baloo on this website is fucking great. that right there. I just want a Baloo and King Louie movie. If you're going to have Walken and Bill Murray.
Yeah.
But, that's great.
That is awesome.
Okay, remember last week we brought up Ghostbusters news?
Yeah.
How Dan Aykroyd said, we're starting to shoot in the spring. You liar. As I said last week, it has now come out that...
You've been drinking a little... too much of that skull vodka.
Yeah. Hey, I make this. Yeah. But now the news is that Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids and The Heat... Oh, shit.
Rag it off my nuts, dog.
Hey, get down. Is being considered to helm an all-female Ghostbusters reboot.
No.
Therefore killing the Dan Aykroyd news from last week. Get down. You would say no? What say you? Because I grew up with Ghostbusters.
With Bill Murray, it probably turned into Charlie's Angels.
Bill Murray will not come back for Ghostbusters. He's done.
As long as they don't do something stupid like Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and all that, trying to make comedy.
And
just need to make the hot
from
chicks.
Tammy.
Yeah,
I could see her as the black guy.
Yeah, big flat fat woman as a black guy.
Yep.
I think it's going to be stupid. I mean, unless you got, like, hot chicks, like... Scarlett Johansson. You know,
Jessica Alba and Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, shit, I think we just made a movie.
All right.
I'd watch that, but, I mean, if you try to make it into a comedy...
Yeah.
I'd watch it, but it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a Netflix. I gotta see this train wreck.
Slimer would be like, fuck this.
Make me sad for my childhood.
If Slimer turns red, can we make a period joke?
The fat one's gonna eat me.
Oh, God. Moving on.
You've been slimed.
Angry Slimer.
I don't get that for another week. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Oh,
gross. Oh, moving on, because that's just moving on, because that's just horrible news. Boondock Saints, I love those movies. Troy Duffy has come out and announce that the subtitle for Boondock 3 will be Legion. And there will be a chance for people to be in the movie, either by sending in video clips and he does a montage, or doing a online vote. I think he's going to do the montage and an online vote for people to get like a walk-on in the movie.
Yeah.
But there's more details about that coming. He just kind of announced it half-assed in a video. I'm all excited about this because they're bringing back everybody. So
even that one guy?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, except Peter Fonda, because he does. So,
bring back the Fonz.
No, he's no longer the Fonz. He's Coach Klein from The Waterboy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Coach Klein. last thing I got for movie news was announced, I believe, early today or late last night.
Last night.
Fantastic Four is wrapped up shooting, which means that you can put out garbage really quick. I didn't even know they started.
Which studio is doing this one?
Fox.
Fuck that.
We saw the picture of the new thing. Now, everybody said this this is not the thing. Well, the actual Twitter site that this came from had been in... It was a business thing, and it had been doing it for years. And then as soon as this picture leaked and they tweeted it, the Twitter was gone. It was like, oops, we fucked up. So we're looking at a picture of the thing here. What do you think? He's not orange. Let's go with that first.
Yeah. It doesn't look like Michael Chiklis.
No. That's for sure. Okay, I get it. He's made of rock. I think the orange thing is what bugs me the most, but...
He's sort of a... Well...
He looks like a golem.
He looks like greenish, kind
of. Well, the I don't know. That's... I don't know. If I didn't know you started shooting, and then you said you finished shooting, and we said last week that Kate Mara said that she was told she didn't have to read the comic books because the movie has nothing to do with the books, why are you calling it fucking Fantastic Four? Well, I know why you're calling it Fantastic Four. So you can say, oh, we made a Fantastic Four movie. We're holding on to the license.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to know who the bad guy is.
It'd have to be Doom. But I never heard... I never heard any casting for Doom or anything like that. So I don't know.
It's going to be horrible.
Oh, Mole Man. It could be Mole Man.
Oh, yeah.
Hans Mole Man. Which actually, I'd be down if it was Hans Mole Man. Sticks his head out of the thing, gets ran over, movie over. Here you go. We'll move on to wrestling news. The Spike TV and Impact. Spike announced they were not going to renew Impact, but they're still negotiating. That's the last I know. So, Buff Bagwell has signed with Vivid to do a porno.
One more night in China.
No, this is going to be worse than the China one. Because Buff thinks he's the stuff. Yeah.
Right. Shooting blanks.
Shooting blanks. Oh, that has to be the name of the title. Shooting blanks with Buff Bagwell.
Just add water, semen.
Moving on to something else. WWE officially signed Prince Devitt, and they released a picture of him with Kenta. Which makes me really hope they would do that as a tag team, but I doubt it. This just came across. November 18th, we're getting the Macho Man, the Randy Savage story, the Macho Man 3-disc set. They're releasing your normal DVD, the 3-DVD set, one with the bonus features, Blu-ray, and then they're doing a 6-disc like gift pack where you get like a shirt, bandana, the sunglasses.
Slim Jims.
Speaking of that, I have to order the Funko Pop Macho Man tomorrow.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Damn right. That's all I got for wrestling news. Going to sports.
Sports.
I only have a little bit.
You seen the video of that?
Oh, my God. I puked.
Did you see it?
Where Paul George snapped his leg like Gumby.
Dude. I'll
look it up.
No.
You will, dude. I about puked, and I got an iron stomach.
I puked. I fucking puked.
It was worse than watching that wrestling guy do it.
Oh, when Sid did it? Oh, Jesus. I still can't watch that one.
The first time I watched the video for Paul George, I was watching this guy's legs. I'm like, I didn't see nothing. This is fucked up because it just kept replaying the clip. And then I looked at the other guy. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, it. Shit like that bothers me.
It was like right here.
And it's just. Tibular fibular.
It's gone.
Gone. Like I said, I legit puked.
So the Pacers are officially out of playoff.
Yeah. The Pacers are now the Cubs, and there's always next year. As you watch the video that I can't watch because I'm getting the heat. Look at that. I'm already getting goosebumps thinking about that. Oh, just.
It is jacked up.
Fuck.
If you haven't seen it and want to see it.
It's the same thing that happened to the kid from Louisville.
Yeah. Only his bone come out of his leg. I don't think Paul George's bone come out of his leg.
I don't know. I couldn't do that. Speaking of people getting hurt, seems like every NFL team, somebody's getting hurt at training camp.
Knock on wood, I haven't heard too much from the Packers, but the Colts lost a guy for the year.
Right, lost Vic Ballard again.
Drew Brees is sitting out for a little while. He's got a.
Well, I saw a thing. He was they were throwing up dinner plates. And he was shooting them down like skeet shooting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like dead on accurate. I'm like, God, he's way too talented. And I'm trying to ignore short.
I haven't seen anything.
You got the guy in the blue jersey. Left leg, I believe.
Yeah.
He's laying down right now.
Well, it's because he already fell and his leg snapped in half.
Do they show it in slow-mo?
The video I've seen just kept looping it.
Yeah.
You see him come running down to block the shot, come down on his leg and...
Ugh. Okay, we're moving on. God damn.
It snapped like a slim, yeah.
Ooh, no. The NBA store, I found this really bad.
NBA store?
Has discontinued selling the Andrew Wiggins Cleveland Cavalier jersey. Wow. He was the number one pick this year by the Cavs.
Why'd they stop?
The Kevin Love trade rumors. For Kevin Love to go to the Cavs to play with LeBron.
So they're trading...
They're trading the number one pick, basically. But the store's if nothing has been announced, but the NBA store's already taken the jersey down, it's a fucking done deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Last thing I have for sports, Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva was announced for UFC.
He's just saying it.
Oh.
That's awesome.
No, fuck you! What the blue hell? No!
He must be a Bulls fan.
Oh, wow. That was a good joke. That was fucking classy.
I'll have to look that up on Reddit later, see if there's a better view.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva was announced for UFC early next year, I believe. Speaking of somebody that snapped his leg like Gumby, this will be Silva's first fight back. And I hope Nick Diaz destroys him, because I'm a big Nick Diaz fan. So, not break his like Gumby style again, but...
Baseball trade deadline.
Yeah, now on to you with sports there, Mr. McGee.
You heard it here. The Oakland A's are most likely going to be in the World Series.
Yeah.
You heard that here.
They
went over rotation now.
Traded for everybody.
They got an all-star wide receiver pitching.
Fucking Cubs.
Did they get Lester from the...
No.
No, Lester went to somebody else. Yeah. But they got another guy that's just as good.
Yeah, it's
going to be Oakland, and I must say, not the Cubs.
Yeah.
It's my World Series
pick. Yeah, it's... Cubs.
I will be getting a new Chicago Cubs jersey.
Are you getting to be named later?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Yes!
It will be 00. The name will later. Be later. The Cubs get him all the time. I'm surprised they don't sell a jersey.
That's fucking great. Yeah. And it will happen, folks. He will do it.
I actually already ordered
it. That's all I got for sports. That's all you got for sports?
I did go to the Brickyard.
Yes, you did. How was the Swiss chocolate?
That was good. The guy was cool, man. I met a guy from Switzerland and his son. It was cool. I got passed out in the lawn chair.
Yeah, I sent the message. I think Timmy's drunk. And you sent back, I'm drunk.
It's a farm. It was a good time. I got burned all the fuck. My bright idea wearing a cutoff t-shirt. not so bright.
At least it wasn't suspenders.
Yeah.
That is true. There's a picture that will should never, ever be seen again.
I will be... This is not really sports news, but it's a sport. I'm going to play in a charity golf thing for Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Henry County. It's a night golf, and the waiters explained to me, they drop a glow stick in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Your ball glows in the dark. Mm-hmm. And then, like, those rope necklaces you buy kids?
Yeah.
They line the fairways. So this, I'm looking forward to this. It's at the end of the month. It should be pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
For somebody that's not supposed to golf.
Yeah, I talked to my doctor.
Did you?
So, yeah, we worked out very much.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't do anything stupid. I said, I can't play golf.
You've never seen me play golf, have you, sir?
I will be wearing a fancy get-up. It's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome.
Oh, I will mention it off camera because a couple of guys at work listen to this, and I can't let it leak out.
Oh, I'm scared already. Oh, shit.
Here, I'll show you a picture.
I have a glow-in-the-dark Simpsons shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it, say, like Springfield Nuclear Reactor? Or
no, it just has the... It's a Halloween shirt and has the family. It's their bones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Might be...
Every Halloween. It still glows. I've had it for 10 years. Oh, God.
Holy shit!
That's great.
That's from, awesome.
It's from that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all you're saying.
Oh, Lord. There better be fucking video. We'll have to get video. We'll have to actually put something up on the YouTube page of that. That's going to be great. That's it for sports?
I like sports.
All right. Still like sports.
Yeah, that Paul George thing is the big
thing. Oh, God. That's...
Oh, LeBron James, he did wake up a couple hours late yesterday.
Did he? Was he late for his bowel movement? ESPN's special report. Fucking worthless.
Needs a little more fiber, but he'll be all right.
I did see the thing, speaking of sports, Keith Olbermann. 99.9% of the time, I hate that man. It's just a political thing. But he went off on Roger Goodell. About the Ray Rice thing.
Yeah, that's stupid, man.
And he was point on. And he is calling, and a lot of other people are calling for Roger Goodell to resign as commissioner of the NFL over the handling of the Ray Rice. Like we said last week, if you get 4 games for roids, or the fuck did Mathis get for 4 games for fertility drugs so he could have a daughter? And Ray Rice uppercuts, you know, his old lady, or his girlfriend at the time, now his wife, and gets 2 games. And apparently Goodell said that he met with both the woman and Ray Rice, but he did it at the same time with them, sitting together at the table. He really thinks she's going to say anything? Everything's fine. No. And just with that, you know, that look out of the corner of her eye to wonder if the backhand's coming, you know.
She's sitting there, I had it coming.
Yeah, it's all my fault, I'm sure.
I already had one black guy, you had to tell me again.
I should have been talking to
black guy, is that racist?
One black guy, tell me again.
She's got two, she's black.
But no, yeah, it is screwed up because the guy who allegedly had secondhand pot smoke.
Yeah.
Got 4 games.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm with Olbermann on this. Goodell needs to resign.
He's killing the NFL.
Yeah. It is now the no-fun league. You can't even dunk the football this year. That's a new rule.
Well, that one I understand because some of the guys were hitting the goalpost.
Well, yeah, because they can't jump because they're white.
The goalpost didn't really metal like you would think.
No, it's fiberglass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to fuck it up.
Man, just make it harder for kickers.
What I think is, why not make it out of metal? Because if a strong wind comes in, I mean...
It would just be a giant lightning rod and a thunderstorm. Oh, this would make fun.
That would weigh so much, making it out of metal.
Yeah.
Well, titanium. Rah, rah, rah.
Moving on to music news. What you got? Because I have nothing.
Primus is releasing their 8th album featuring classic lineup.
Oh.
This October, entitled Primus and the Chocolate Factory with Fungi Ensemble. That's a tribute to Willy Wonka.
Yes, of course it is, because Les Claypool has done the drugs way too much.
Yeah.
I would actually like to see a comparison of Les Claypool's drug test and the guy from Flaming Lips. Just to see what the hell.
Positive. For what? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's...
Brent Hines from Mastodon carved a giant penis out of wood and posted pigs online.
Nice.
I guess apparently in his downtime, he's a wood carver, and he just decided to make a giant penis.
he carved wood out of wood.
Yeah, like you do.
And they asked him why, and he said, why not?
Yeah.
There was no reason. He just...
He just got bored.
I want to see a big dick.
That's funny.
Metallica's Ride the Lightning is 30 years old.
Oh, shut up. God damn it. Let me get my walker out of the fucking closet.
It makes you feel any better. I'm 30 years old.
No. No, it really doesn't.
Slipknot's new song is available online on slipknot1.com. Available for streaming just from the website. I'm sure it's probably out on illegal websites already.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
And a video will be released on Tuesday. The album is in post-production now.
Which probably shouldn't take long.
Yeah, their fifth studio album, and their first one without Paul Gray and Joey Jordison.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right, they both left.
Yeah, and
should be different.
Other Slipknot news, the lawsuit against Paul Gray's doctor has been dismissed because of his statute of limitations. I guess Paul Gray died in 2010,
and
she didn't file the lawsuit until 2014.
So,
his wife.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Speaking of lawsuits, I don't even want to get into the Jesse Ventura thing.
That's fucked up. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
We don't have any video game news.
The only video game news I had is you can pre-order Legend of Zelda Monopoly.
Oh, nice.
There's a deluxe edition if you order from GameStop. And they're going to be doing a Pokemon in one as well. So, insert your little Pokemon jokes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was reading. Repeat.
No.
Pokemon, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Yeah.
Monopoly.
I'm a child, blah, 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 blah.
Man, child. You.
I have a video game news. One of my friends wanted me to talk about Ort Online. It's O-O-R-T Online. It's like a Minecraft-type game. Totally online game. It's an MMORPG or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it looks pretty cool. It's all crowdfunded. And you can go to the ortonline.com, I think it is, and you can donate money. Like, you can donate $95, you get a beta of the game. And then you donate more, you get the alpha of the game.
Right.
And then there's on up to, like, $2,500. If you donate $2,500, then you get to, like, help them make the game.
Wow.
And from what he told me, it seems pretty cool. Like, there's different universes, and you can make portals, and it sounds pretty cool.
That actually sounds pretty cool. It's a lot of the stuff with the Kickstarter and the crowdsourcing, you know, levels for...
Right.
You know, not too many hookers you can buy for $2,500?
Seven.
Two.
Quality.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's probably
about, I don't know. $2,500 here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, but that chick only has one leg and she's a midget.
Ding.
She knows crack.
She knows crack. I'm all about that. And we'll be back after a little bit. This is where I'm going to put in the plugs and bumpers as my dog is destroying a raccoon.
Rah, 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 humping Pluto.
No, it's a raccoon this time.
It's Rocket Raccoon?
A pocket rocket.
Why you... He put it down right next to me and then stared at me like...
Your turn.
What I did.
You hump.
Your turn. Ha.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Whoa. What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl-y Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
Thanks, buddy. All right, and we're back. wanted to do a new segment because I put out there, hey, we're going to do Get to Know Us questions. send us your questions.
I like long walks on the beach.
Oh, they carrying you?
I don't want to walk on the beach.
Have you ever walked on a beach?
I have. I was drunk.
Fucking hard.
Yeah. It sucks.
Sand ain't good.
Especially barefoot. Oh, it was late at night.
Bare arms or Second Amendment.
Right.
So we'll just go down through these. Let's see. How did we meet and start the show?
We all met at Walmart.
Yeah, the soul sucking.
The evil blue empire.
I'm sure everybody knows somebody that's worked at Walmart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all met at Walmart in 02, 03, somewhere.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I started in 01.
I started 02.
And I helped them build the store or whatever. And then 02, I think. See, Dan worked there before I did.
Dan worked at the old store.
Yeah, so I worked there for a little bit, and then we started building the new store, and then... And
then you showed up, then I showed up, and then the store went to hell.
Yeah, we all hung out in the break room together, making fun of people and talking about comics and all kinds of crap.
Yep.
No reason.
Should you guys help customers? Fuck the customers.
We're on break most of the time.
Yeah. And the bosses couldn't say shit, because they were there with us.
If you set up the deal where somebody interrupts your break before it's over...
Yep.
Your break starts all over again.
Yeah.
So you sit in there for 9 minutes and, oh, I got a phone call.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
Yeah. Me and Dan worked in sporting goods together for a long time, selling guns to people.
Yeah. Which in Indiana is a trip.
Yeah.
You worked in the meat department?
I did.
I worked in produce. Originally, I was in frozen. Stuck me in the freezer.
Yeah, and then I think you moved to produce, and then Dan moved to produce.
Yep.
And then I became the manager over sporting goods.
Yep. And you left.
I got the fuck out.
After you saw things you shouldn't have seen, decided to leave.
I'm out.
That's all we'll say about that. How did we start the show?
I believe that was a phone call. Hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah, I
got a thing on
it was on Facebook.
You said, hey, we're going to do a podcast. You want to do it? I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was it. There's no really back origin story for the show. It was just me. I got bored. Actually, I wanted to do a show because back right before I had surgery or a little bit before, just bored out of my mind, and I started looking through the podcasts on iTunes, and it came across like Nerdist, and I found The Shining Wizards and stuff like that, and I was like, and then after surgery, I was just, you know, sitting there recovering, goes, fuck, I'm bored. And, well, shit, this is the same stuff we used to do in the break room.
Yeah.
Let's just get the guys together and fucking do a show. There you go. We
got our own break room.
Put the thing out. We got our own break room. We have a dog.
The mascot.
Yep. And that's how it was. I sent out the message, hey, you want to do a show?
And the reason Dan isn't here is because I'm pretty sure he works third shift and he's sleeping right now. He's never here because we always do it on Sunday, and
yeah,
I work Sunday night. But
he is an actual person.
We've seen him once before.
Yeah.
He is on all our Facebooks, and we talk to him on Facebook during the week. But we can never get a hold of him on Sunday.
He's like Teen Wolf or something.
Fucking hit, dude. We'll get him on the show. That will happen.
We'll have to record early or something.
Yeah.
Or we can take another field trip. Take this road on the show.
Yeah, we'll take the video camera and break in his fucking house.
And then they can see
he's real. He's got guns, dude.
And knives.
And knives.
Lots of knives.
Yeah, I remember moving him in one of his places and I was like, man, a tornado hit. It's sharp. It's sharp, fucking A. But, so that's how we met and started the show. Marvel or DC?
Definitely Marvel.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So, you're fucking left field.
Konami,
that's right. I'm DC. I grew up in DC. I like both, but...
Yeah. I like a little bit of both, but I tend to like the Marvel characters more.
Yeah. Granted, they are more
and
kind
the movies.
Of... Well, yeah. Movie-wise, it's Marvel, but...
Yeah.
Marvel is more
Marvel
kind of
Studios.
Grounded...
Marvel Studios.
Yeah, Marvel Studios. Marvel books are more like grounded in, like most of it takes place in New York.
They have a lot more trade paperbacks, I think.
I'd say probably so. DC is finally starting to come around to it. Is Paige hot? Paige from WWE. Here's a picture. What do you think?
I'd say. Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's 20, 22, somewhere
in
there.
That's legal.
Yeah.
That's legal. So,
she's right above the creepy age. So I mean, for us.
So the answer to is Paige hot? Yes.
Sure.
Have you ever watched Chikara or New Japan?
I don't even know what that is.
Never heard of it.
No.
Yes, I have. Of course, it's a wrestling question. I love Chikara. I was sad they took a year off, but I understood why they had to do it to reboot their story. They are almost comic book like. In their stories and characters and stuff like that. One of the long things was they had a time travel storyline. Like a guy would be in the ring and then he would also show up in the rafters looking at himself. Like, oh shit, doppelganger. He went back in time and yeah.
What?
So they had to take a year off to reboot all the storylines and kind of start over.
Nice.
New Japan? Yep. Love New Japan. Strong style. Japanese guys getting dropped on their heads. Legit.
Well, they have small heads.
They have thick fucking skulls, dude.
Yeah.
Some of them. And sadly, guys die in the ring in New Japan.
That'll happen.
Jerry the King Lawler damn near died. But potato goggles or Wildwood soda? This
and
was supposed
Wildwood
and
soda.
Wildwood
it's
soda.
Two different things.
Okay,
all right.
This was supposed to be directed to you.
Yeah, me and my friend James, we started hanging out like third grade or something. But when we were like 15 years old, we both worked at. Ernie's, the little grocery store in Morristown. It's not there anymore. It's a...
Walmart.
No, it's... it has something to do with satellite communications now or something. Mm-hmm. But we worked there together, and we got free Wildwood soda while we worked, and we would just kind of stockpile it in his 1986 Chevette. And then we would take it out to the country... While we're driving, because we're bored, you know, and shake it up and just fucking toss it out the window. Has signs or whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun. And the potato goggles. James's mom used to do a lot of catering, kind of, mm-hmm. for people's weddings. And she had to make 30 fucking pounds of potato salad for somebody's wedding.
That's a lot of fucking salad.
We were peeling potatoes and they were juicy potatoes, and shit kept getting in my eyes, so I put on fucking swimming goggles. And they have a picture of me.
He needed your Horace Grant goggles.
They have a picture of me somewhere with these little swimming goggles.
Covered in potato juice.
Yeah. Oh, that's frightening.
Yeah.
Are you a raccoon whisperer?
Oh, there's another story. We went camping, and I couldn't sleep, and I swear to God, I heard a raccoon outside. You know what a raccoon sounds like. And yeah. He come up right up to the fucking tent, and I was talking to him. I was whispering because everybody else was asleep. I was whispering, talking to this fucking raccoon, and I swear he was talking back. And then I fell asleep, and he went off, I guess. I don't know.
You have history with raccoons, then, because your last vacation, you had raccoons with a trash can.
That was a bear.
Oh, that was a bear. He upgraded.
Yeah, big goddamn raccoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
My family used to have a pet raccoon. My brother found it on the road. It
nicknamed Foamy? Yeah,
no. It did get angry at me and try to bite me.
Should have talked to it.
I wasn't the raccoon whisperer at that time.
All right.
And I do love Rocket Raccoon.
That's true. So you are a raccoon whisperer. All-time favorite character. I'm guessing this is a comic book, I do believe. And if you could be a character, who would you be?
All-time favorite character for me would be Spawn. Just an awesome character. Good story.
My favorite all-time? Bizarro, no question.
Yeah.
Might have to say Batman.
Yeah, you go with Batman. Okay, if you could be a character, who would you be?
Batman.
You just want the money. Admit it, you want the toys and the money.
I want Alfred. Alfred's people.
If I was to be a character, I don't really like... I'm not a big fan of Superman, but I would want to be Superman, because, I mean, he can fly,
he's Superman.
X-ray vision.
Yeah. If I could be a character, if not Superman, I'll take Hulk. I mean...
Yeah.
Since apparently I have rage problems, an air quote.
Well, you know, when you're running down an alley with your pants around your legs.
Whoa. That's a different story for a whole other time.
And somebody's going to have to ask. Send in
no, do not ask me. About this. No.
Don't ask about this story.
Inconclusive breakdown.
I hate you all.
You might as well just say
no,
it.
No, fuck that. If they want to know about the husband coming home, then...
Well, now the story's out.
No.
No. Well, just most of it. Half of it.
Oh, you bastard. Past wrestling experiences.
As watching or actually wrestling?
I believe Shining Wizards Tony asked this, and I think he means wrestling, but add in watching. What's your... wrestling experiences? Have you ever been to live shows? Or?
I've never been to a live show. I used to watch wrestling quite a bit. Me and my friend Josh, he lived across the street from me when I lived with my parents, and they had a big 14-foot trampoline, and he had two younger brothers, and we were a tag team, and his younger brothers were a tag team, and we wrestled on the fucking trampoline, and blackouts and bloody noses and all kinds of stuff happened.
Now, who are you pretending to be? Because everybody pretends to be
our own.
Oh, you made up your own?
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure, you're younger, so you've probably been Hardy Boys, flippy shit.
We're both fat guys. I was a little bit fatter at the time, and he was big.
You're fat Hardy. There you go.
And his brothers were just little skinny guys, and we could throw them around. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I blacked out a couple times falling off the trampoline. It's not a good place to wrestle.
No. What about you?
Me? Yeah, I've been to a couple... Armory shows, went to one out there in Newcastle with you.
Oh, yeah, we did. I forgot about that.
Chair shot wrestle.
Yeah.
You know, just screwing around as a kid. I knocked out numerous cousins with a cookie sheet.
Nice. Yeah.
I thought I killed one, but he come around. He's just mildly retarded now, but...
Is that Mexico?
No.
You said mildly retarded, and I immediately thought of Mexico.
Yeah, like you said, you know... Bloody noses, you know, missing teeth, stuff like that.
Yeah,
we tried boxing one time. We wrapped towels around our hands. That was not a good idea.
That's not a good idea. Mine, been a fan since I was real little. Went to the first show at 3 or 4.
Jesus wrestled, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a hell of a fight. Still going on. Yeah, I've been to a ton of shows. First wrestler I actually saw was Dick the Bruiser. That's why he's my favorite of all time.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah.
He actually ran the one of the strip clubs in Indy.
Sounds like you've run over some train tracks.
And that was his... I see his forehead. It looked like... I did wrestle two matches in college. I had zero training. I made Abdullah the Butcher look like fucking Kurt Angle. That's how bad I was. let's see. One time in high school, I lifted up a friend, put him in a torture rack. Friend was the same size as I was, both fat. He sandbagged me, which means he didn't help as I lifted. So I got off balance, and my temple went into the corner of the couch.
Nice.
And I woke up about a half hour later. Alone, because everybody left.
He's dead. Get the fuck out.
Yep, that's what I heard later. Everybody thought you were dead, and we ran like fucking hell.
So. After we poked you with stick.
Yes. He's breathing, I think. Fuck it, go. He's alive when we left. That's good enough. So yeah, that's two matches. Thank God none. There is no video because this was back.
We're gonna reenact it outside later.
Yeah. That fucking weird neighbor comes close. It might turn into a death match.
Right, right. He thinks your dog has a pretty mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you fall into the nerd life?
Oh, God.
Unreluctantly.
Yeah, you're unreluctantly. We're trying
unreluctantly, not unreluctantly.
Words
are hard.
English is hard. Ask the... I was going to make a racist joke. I'm lazy.
Right. Mexicans.
Fucking woman in Walmart. Damn near hit me with a cart.
Right now.
Beeping and clicking. No.
Oh, my grandma.
Yeah. Beeping and clicking or whatever fucking language they're trying to talk. Pretty much. And now the dog.
Not you.
Now the dog came to him. What about you? How'd you get into the nerdy, geeky shit?
Just cartoons when I was younger. Just
cartoons are the gateway drug.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, there were so many cool cartoons when we were younger.
That's true.
Saturday morning cartoons.
And now it's sad and pathetic.
And shitty movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I never did that. Mine, I've always been into, like you said, cartoons, go to the comic books, lead to toys, lead to all that. So, yeah. Cartoons. I blame He-Man.
Yeah. All right. He had the power.
That's right.
He could have prevented
mostly
it.
Mostly Ninja Turtles as well.
Yeah.
I love the Ninja Turtles.
Have you ever had enemies?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very many.
I'm
pretty non-confrontational.
Yeah, you kind of laid back guy. What about you?
Not so much. Enemies. Yes.
Yes. We getting into that or
no?
No? Yeah. We're going to bring up mine! Running down an alley with my pants around my knees, but we're not going to bring up yours?
Nah.
Do you want to hear that question?
You don't want to hear that question. That was a dark time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it was. I don't know what you mean a black guy this one. Yeah. Yeah, I have them. Still to this day.
Everywhere.
But at least one... Let's see, I've been told if you show up in my town again, I'll beat you to death. Yeah,
you showed up, you're still here.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Are you a part of the mob, or who would you be in the mob? I'm not answering the first part.
I can't answer that
part. Who would we be in the mob? I don't know, is this like maybe a... Who would you be like for mob movies or TV shows, or...
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily want to be in a mob.
Period.
But if I was, I'd probably be some kind of assassin. Maybe. Or just a guy who eats a lot of spaghetti.
Hitman.
Yeah,
Hitman. Would be a hitman?
Definitely not Frodo.
Huh?
Frodo.
What the fuck is him?
Fred the cheating, I don't know.
I got all types of confused. I'm like, God damn it, Frodo. Yeah, nobody wants to be Fredo. I would probably go for Tony Soprano.
I can see that. You're fat, like pasta.
Bad heart.
I'd be Corky Romano.
Yes.
You like to buy some cookies?
Oh, no. I would be Fat Tony.
Nice.
I can see that. You're fat. You like pasta.
Keep going on it.
You know a guy named Tony?
I ain't saying nothing. What was it? Tight Lips. We're going to call him Tight Lips. Who shot you? I ain't saying nothing. If we were a six-man wrestling tag team, who would our doppelgangers be? Mine is easy. King Kong Bundy.
Nice. I can see that.
Yep. Because I'm fat.
Nice pause.
I just want to keep continuing that one.
I don't know. I'm a pretty small guy. I don't know.
What about you? Who do you think you...
Well, if you haven't seen a picture of me, I do get this all the time.
Bushwhacker
People
Luke.
Come up to me. Demi, are you The Rock? I'm not The Rock.
I saw a thing on Twitter. Somebody went, you know, Dwayne Johnson looks a lot like The Rock.
Wow.
Yeah. And that person was trolled. Oh, my God. So bad. I think you would be one of the Bushwhackers.
I could see that. Yeah. I can do that.
You can do the arm thing and lick Mean Gene's head.
I like both.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't know.
Guitar playing fool? Maybe the honky-tonk man? Yeah. We just need a pompadour and we need a Jimmy Hart. Dan can be Jimmy Hart. There we go.
There you go.
That makes no sense, but...
He's tall and slender.
Not Jimmy Hart.
I think Jimmy Hart being like Mankind or Kane or something like that.
Yeah, that'd work. Yeah, that would.
Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
That could be Dan.
Back before my surgery, I was Yokozuna.
Now you're Yokozuna. Younger,
I'm Umaga.
Lighter.
I'm Umaga sized. I'm moving down the giant Samoan line.
Doink the clown.
Sadly, both. You could be Doink! Holy shit! There we go. Yeah. Yes, evil Doink.
Yeah.
That was creepy. Fucking clowns. God
Dan will damn. Steal my midgets.
Dan can be Jerry the King Lawler. That was one of the greatest Survivor Series matches with Doink with four midgets against Jerry the King Lawler with four midgets. Oh, thank God for the network. I can pull that up later and watch it. Yeah.
I think I remember that one.
What's the best... This is the last question we have. What's the best cosplay you have seen? And if you ever did one, what would it be?
I'd have to say Toothless Poison Ivy.
I knew! As soon as I put that into the notes when that was asked, I was like, fuck, he's going to go with Poison Ivy.
Yep,
she was hot, but had no teeth.
That was amazing.
Oh, the best cosplay I've seen. I'm guessing this means in person, because I've seen some fucking awesome ones online.
Yeah, I think the best one I've seen in person is that the Pyramid Heads and the Nurse at PopCon. From
Silent Hill.
Yeah, that was great.
Did you say there was a Transformer or something?
Bumblebee!
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Yeah.
8-foot Bumblebee costume.
But seeing him out of the costume kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah,
just even in bike shorts with pads. I like a slice of pizza, please.
It was still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, yeah. I would think Pyramid Heads and the Nurse, that would probably be my number one, too.
Yeah, they were great.
Look up Indie PopCon cosplay if you want to see pictures of that, because I think they might have won.
I don't know how they made it, but they did a really good job.
Honorable mention to Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, he was at PopCon and the other
day. Comic and Toy, yeah. With the water backpack.
Oh, the guy with the vacuum on his back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The water backpack. Yep.
That was really
good. That was a good one, yeah.
Who would we be?
I think we've decided you're going to be Duff Man.
Yeah, I have a Duff shirt already, and I'm trying to get my wife to make me a tank top.
Oh, yeah.
They just got to get the remote control blimp to follow you around, says That'd Duff
cool.
Beer.
That'd be cool.
That would... Oh, we have drones, too, now. Ooh, this
and I have a Duff hat on right now.
Yeah. You?
Ever since it was brought up, I'm actually thinking Barf from Spaceballs.
That would be fucking... That yes!
Be, if you could pull that off, that'd be great. Yeah.
No ladies need apply. Oh, that would be great. I was going to say go as Harry Carey.
I could do that, too.
But Barf would be awesome.
Yeah. You see that picture posted on my Facebook page?
Which one?
The one of me and Harry Carey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you seen that, yeah. I'm in my suspenders. Thank you. Drinking a beer. Harry Carey's in the background with his what the fuck look.
If I ever did a cosplay, what the hell would it be?
Jabba the Hutt.
Probably.
Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza. Son of a bitch, we're going to Spaceballs.
With Duffman. Lord Helmet. Dark Helmet.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you're short.
Get it? Punny.
I have to make a giant helmet.
We ain't bound shit. That's right.
Yeah, I'll be that guy. Be that
guy. Just carrying around a giant comb. Comb in the desert. It's a lot of sand. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. I think we're going to go Spaceballs. That's awesome. Thank you for the questions. I hope that answered some of them.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. Hit us on the the Facebook and the Twitter, or we actually did have an email.
What?
Yes, Shining Wizards Tony.
Somebody wants to make our dick bigger. Yes.
Collectively,
two thumbs. angry thumb. No, Shining Wizards Tony sent me a thing, a plug for the show. It's going to be probably, if you're listening to this, you've already heard it. So. I was like, nice. My God, somebody used the email. I got the thing all dinged and lit up, and the iPad went crazy. And
you're like, what the fuck happened?
It's working! Oh, my God! But yeah, join the Facebook group. Send us questions on there or the Twitter. That's where all these came from. And
if you're in the metro area here in Indianapolis and you're single and you're relatively good-looking, I am single. Let's work something out.
I think I can find a guy named Steve.
I don't females only. I need to apply.
I think I can find a guy named Steve.
The old butthole is exit only.
Unless you're a doctor.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Doc, are both your hands on my shoulders?
What happened?
Oh, God, what's in my butt? I was going to do episode title, What's in My Butt? No, that'd be horrible. Yeah. We'll go on to our top 10 list here. Everybody gets their menagerie started here. What are we starting with? Cartoon villains?
Sure.
All right. Cartoon villains of all time.
I forgot to number mine again.
Meh.
Oh, well.
Just dropped it. Right.
Start with you.
All right, so this... Yeah, go in the Wayback Machine a little bit. But Elmer Fudd.
You consider him a villain.
He was trying to kill the rabbit.
So. My hunter was hungry.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's just a hunter.
Yeah.
Good rabbit. Yeah, damn. That's one of my favorite Looney Tunes is the opera episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love that one. Elmer Fudd, number 10. What you got?
I got Gargamel. That was Smurfs.
Smurfs. He was... No. Shit, he is on my list. God damn it. Yeah. I think there might be a lot of lap over with this one.
Maybe not.
So yeah, so well, some of mine are out in the field somewhere.
Yeah, I had to actually Google some to remember the names.
Yeah.
Rap.
Oh, great. Right, the neighbor dog's loose. That's fantastic. For my number 10, this isn't a single one. This is a group. I went with the entire Legion of Doom from Super Friends.
Nice.
Just because I couldn't narrow it down to one. Well, it had Bizarro. That's why I put it in there. It has Bizarro. Yeah. And, of course, the old Cartoon Network thing where Solomon Grundy want pants. It started with Sinestro. Sinestro wanted some pants, and then Solomon Grundy want pants, too. So I love that. So mine's Legion of Doom. I cheated. Number nine.
Shredder. From
Turtles. I didn't even think of
that. He's on mine too. Yeah.
I didn't put him on.
Yeah. How'd you not put Shredder?
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, you can ask you what got me on that was when you were wearing that Shredder mask. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. That was awesome. That's a great picture, you with the toy Shredder mask on. With the caption, I love toys.
And my daughter was wearing the turtle shell and the mask, and my wife was in the background. She's like,
what the fuck did I get into?
What the fuck are you doing to him?
God, it's gotta be your kid.
Yeah.
Number 9.
I got Dr. Claw.
Damn it!
Nice.
Damn it, yes. He's on my list, too.
Yeah.
Gadget. Yeah.
Yeah. That was always, that creeped me out when I was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His voice. And he was just always petting that cat.
With his one good hand.
Pretty kitty. Yeah.
Yeah. My number nine, I got the Joker. Mark Hamill's Joker.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Eight.
Wile E. Coyote.
I sense a pattern.
I like it.
Super genius, Wile E. Coyote. You know what the E stands for?
Nope.
All right, neither do I. That's all you might know. If anybody knows, hit us on the Twitter machine. Up to you.
I got Shadow Man from, what is that movie? Princess and the Frog.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He's a creepy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Black Princess, right?
Yeah.
Not to be racist, but yeah. The first Black Princess.
I like that movie. That was a good movie.
That's New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Set in New Orleans. They're all Cajuns.
Yep.
Not like Swamp People on the History Channel, which scares everybody. My number eight, I have Aku from Samurai Jack. Big Japanese demon.
Never watched it.
What?
Sorry.
You need to watch that one. That
whatever, Pokemon. You lost your voting privileges at last meeting.
You weren't here at last meeting. You were passed out in turn three infield going, out of the cars.
Yeah. I miss?
Nothing.
Did Danica fuck something up yet?
Left turns.
Yeah, left turns. Is Danica topless? Oh, fuck it. I'm going back to sleep. Number seven.
Number seven. I guarantee this one is on your list.
Probably.
Cobra Commander.
Yep. one of my heroes growing up.
I do have something for Ninja Turtles.
All right.
Krang.
Damn it. Yes.
He was fucking weird. Just a brain-looking thing.
In the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was a takeoff on Armin Zola from the Captain America comic book.
Really?
Yeah. He's a head inside a body. Yeah. But the head's at the stomach level. That's where they got the inspiration of him from. So, my number seven, I got Dr. Claw. Now we're going to start getting into ones I've already had. Next.
Moving on. Six.
Yep.
Tom from Tom and Jerry.
See, Tom I was going to put the Black Cat on mine.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Tom and Jerry was horribly racist? With Mammy?
Yeah.
Mammy.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I love those. Six.
I got Destro.
G.I. Joe. As my picture that I still got to get framed.
Yeah, I still got to frame my Bucky O'Hare.
Yep. That's a good one. I like the way they handled him in the movie. With Ecclestone.
Yeah.
My number six, it is six, right?
Yeah.
Gargamel. So we've already got nice. Gargamel. The picture of democracy going against the evil communism of the Smurfs.
What was the cat's name?
Hold on, we're right here.
Okay.
Number five?
Sylvester the cat.
No, that was not the name of the cat from Smurfs.
Oh, from the Smurfs.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking
Azrael.
About
Twitter. Azrael, yeah.
Yes,
that's
another
a weird name.
Thing that's
Isn't
in my
that
brain.
An angel's name?
Yeah. Hey, okay, that's what I thought. Hold on. Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, you're on a podcast. Say hi to your future self.
Hi to myself.
Yeah. Holy shit, it's Mexico!
What's up, buddy?
Damn, I sound good.
Yeah. Alright. What's going on?
That was Mexico, for those of that don't know.
What's up, man?
What are we up? Five? We're on five? His was Sylvester the Cat.
You're on.
From Tweety Bird. What you got for five?
Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Okay, dude.
From
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb. Very nice.
Phineas and Ferb, huh?
Yeah. Doofenshmirtz? That's fucking funny.
Oh, that sounds like something the doctor says. I got bad news. You got the Doofenshmirtz.
Oh, damn it.
Is it going to fall off, Doc? Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to be a Ken doll.
Tape it on.
Tape it. How do I pee?
Where's my Jacques strap?
My number five, I have Mumm-Ra, the Ever-Living.
Nice.
From Thundercats.
He's always.
Yeah, it was creepy as fuck growing up, too.
Yeah.
How's that mummy the best? Oh, that's how. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the drop where he does the ancient spirits of evil, this transformation thing.
Yeah.
That always creeped me out. Number four.
Number four, I got Mumm-Ra from Thundercats.
All right, number four.
Number four, I got Montgomery Burns.
Yeah, he is the bad guy. Yeah. It's try to blot out the
sun. I just got a text message. Yeah. I can die happy. I was on Inconclusive Breakdown.
That's right. that's right, Mexico. Damn right you can die. Don't die, though. That would be bad.
Look at me.
Four, I got Shredder and Krang. So, we already went over those.
Nice.
Number three.
Brainchild from The Tick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering if somebody was going to bring up The Tick, and I was kind of hoping it would be Chairface Chippendale. But that's a good one. Yeah. Fuck, I love that. I have them around here somewhere. Tick versus season one versus season two. Three.
I got Syndrome.
From The Incredibles?
Incredibles.
Yeah. That's a good... Yeah,
he's pretty evil, dude.
Yeah. Which is also... Isn't that the story behind a... No. Which movie stole the Incredibles storyline? Why do I want to say it's Avengers? It's not Avengers.
RoboCop.
Somebody's yelling at the iPod because they know what I'm talking about.
Send us an email.
Send us an email. Number three, I got Cobra Commander. With the hood, not the helmet.
Right.
My Cobra Commander always has the hood on.
Yeah,
I know where you're going with it. It's not a white hood, and it sure as hell ain't pointy.
That's because
He's fashionable. It's blue. Number two.
Oh, sorry. I was fucking around.
Quit looking at porn.
Number two, remember Johnny Bravo?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got Robo Mama.
Robo Mama. That's a good one. Number two.
I got Monstar from Silverhawks.
Oh, yes.
That was a creepy dude.
Yeah, that's a toy I'd like to find.
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen that one at any of the cons we've been to or anything. My number two, Megatron.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Oh, that's him and Calvin Town.
Well, he's only a villain to Packer fans. He's a villain to you.
That's true.
My Megatron is, of course, the gun.
Yeah.
Or I will accept in the movie where he turns into a tank for a second. Or no, he turns into the cannon when he turns into Galvatron.
Yeah.
Okay. Uno.
Uno. Skeletor.
Yep.
Awesome.
What's your number one?
Mumra.
My number one, Skeletor, because I was a He-Man mark growing up. Still am.
And we don't mean John Rivers.
No, that frightening bitch. God almighty. That's how you bring it to a fucking screeching halt. Mention Joan Rivers.
Yeah, I think my dick just fell off.
So. No, the dog's gone.
No, the shit. Oh, he likes peanut butter, doesn't he?
What was that movie, Teeth?
Yes.
Where she cuts that dude's dick off and that fucking dog takes off with it.
This chew toy saves money! We're going to go into... this next one came from the folks at Amish Baby Machine.
And this one was a little difficult, I thought.
Yeah.
I did all three of my list, like, in about an hour at work when I was supposed to be working.
Were you getting paid to poop, or were you just fucking around?
Both.
Yeah, there you go. Now, originally it was supposed to be manservants from TV. That is really way too narrow.
Yeah, that's what I stuck with, was...
Got like butler Belvedere.
Yeah.
So we just kind of expanded it to all of pop culture. English is fucking hard, man.
Did it have to stay with men? Because I could have thrown one in. I was thinking.
No, yeah. I kept with men.
Okay, well, I'll throw one in because I got two empty slots.
Okay, yeah, you can throw in the ladies. Go ahead and start.
All right. Number 10, I got Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince.
He's on my list.
I never even fucking thought of him. That's a good one.
Hell yeah, dude.
He ran the house.
Yeah, pretty much. He's on my list, definitely.
Very good. What you got?
I got Duckworth, the dog from DuckTales.
I had forgot about that. That's another fantastic one. Wow. Still one of the greatest theme songs to a cartoon of all time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love that cartoon.
My number 10, I have Tim Curry from Clue.
Oh, yeah.
He
was the butler in Clue.
Yeah, he's just a good actor.
Yeah, I love Tim Curry's great and everything.
He was freaky in Criminal Minds.
Oh. With the, yeah. the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a character fucking gives you the heebie-jeebies, yeah, it is fucking spot on. Number nine,
Mr. Belvin.
Nice. He's on my list.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he made my list. Nope.
Wasn't Bob Uecker on that show?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside. Yeah. Oh, I love Bob Uecker.
I got Lurch.
Yes, on my list. Very good. The Munsters didn't have one. No.
No. They answered their own door.
They
weren't uppity bitches.
That's right. What are we on, nine?
Niner.
I have Jarvis from the Avengers.
All right. Son of a bitch.
You do too.
No, I don't. I just don't.
As you will see in Avengers 2, the movie... Now it turns out I'm going with Jarvis from the comic. So, and when he dies, Captain America snaps and goes ape shit. So. Eight.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah, everybody's got him. He is the prototype.
Yeah.
Number eight.
I got Smee from Captain Hook.
Oh yes, yeah. He is a manservant.
Yeah.
Quote unquote first mate. I think he was the. That's bottom awesome. For Captain Hook's top.
Yeah.
You've been on this boat for a while, Smee. You looking good to me.
Yeah.
You want the hook? No. My number eight, I have Kato from the Green Hornet.
Nice.
Bruce Lee. Not the remake.
Bruce Lee.
Not the remake.
Hmm.
Not a fan. Seven.
I got Duckworth.
Yeah. What do you got for seven?
Zazu. From The Lion King.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bird.
Yeah, I guess he is kind of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits in. That's kind of left field thinking, but that's good. That means we doesn't have one that passes over. My number seven, I have Niles from The Nanny.
Son of a bitch. He's on my list.
I was going to put him on mine.
Just because he was a sassy bitch before sassy bitches were cool.
And he wasn't even gay, man.
No. Didn't he end up with the Roddy hated? Yeah. TV land. God bless you. Number six.
Lurch. You rang.
Yeah. I love the thing on the computer that has Wednesday dancing and then has Lurch dancing. You ever seen that?
I don't think so.
I gotta try to pull that up. That's a great thing. What you got for...
Six. That number. I got Waylon Smithers.
Damn it! Yes, he's on my list. Yes. I'm trying to pull this up here. Yeah, Smithers is... What are you crying at? Stop crying.
Sorry.
Not you. The dog.
Oh.
Yeah. There. Go find the gifts of Lurch dancing. Especially the one where he's a pretty ballerina. That's awesome.
That's weird.
I'm just going to leave that up and run and scare the people. What are we on? Five? No, six. My six is Lurch. So, five.
Niles.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. I have Alfred. Number four?
Cadbury from Richie Rich.
Yes. That's a way back machine. What you got for four?
Emilio Lopez. I don't know.
Why has he got to be Mexican?
I don't know where it came from.
Shouldn't he be cutting the grass?
Emilio Lopez. I can't spell save my life.
I should have put where he came from on there.
I don't know. If you look it up, apparently he's an artist.
He's a dentist.
He's a dentist. He's a doctor. Apparently, Emilio Lopez.
Mr.
Deeds. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Played by John Turturro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very sneaky, sir.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You underestimate my sneakiness.
Four? I got all confused there.
Yeah, yep.
I have Woodhouse from Archer.
Nice. He's on one, number three.
Oh, that fucking movie. Oh, damn it, I love Archer. Number three.
I got Wayland Smithers.
Yep. Your three was what else? My three was Mr. Smithers. Number two?
I'm going to go with the Hispanic lady from Family Guy.
No. Yeah. He no here.
Superman no here.
Superman no here. Go. I want to make an ass motherfucker joke so bad. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to bring up shit like you.
Anyways.
Number two.
I got Higgins.
Higgins.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but to me, he was always the boss. But I guess he was he was the servant for...
Yeah.
Robin Masters.
Right.
But he was Robin Masters. But, yeah, spoiler alert.
From the 80s.
From the 80s, yeah. Probably most people are going, what the fuck's a Magnum? The condom? No, motherfucker, it's Tom Selleck's mustache.
No, we're in the Midwest. We ain't need no Magnums.
I already told you. Angry Thumb.
25-cent glow in the dark.
That's what I'm saying. At the gas station.
Yeah.
My number two, Dropkick the Jacket, Mr. Belvedere.
Number one. I'm blank.
You're coming up with it. We'll come back to
you. Rosie the Robot.
There you go.
Huh?
Rosie the Robot from Jetsons is your number
one. Hell yeah.
What's your number one?
Alfred.
Yours is Alfred. Mine's Benson.
Yes.
Robert Guillaume.
I was going to put him on my list, but
yep.
I decided against it. I did watch that show, though.
Yeah. And now we are going to get into our fan casting. I just wanted to wait for the ooh. That's right. Oingo Boingo is the biggest hit. Have you ever seen Weird Science? Let's start here.
I have.
You have? Okay. We've all seen it then.
I got a couple of picks in here you're going to like.
Now, see, I did not... Okay. I'm going to run down the list for the people at home.
You better pull up IMDb, because I got some no-name people on mine.
I got some people you're going to be like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 slots. You have your... easy there.
Sorry.
Easy there, hard drive. You got your two nerds, your evil brother, Chet, which is one of the greatest characters of all time, played by...
That actor.
Oh, Jesus, I just had him.
Emilio Estevez.
No. That's what I was going to say. Was it Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman? Bill Paxton.
That guy.
Yep.
Ah, Bill fucking Murray.
We have two school bullies. And then five traits for the woman that you create.
I wrote mine down as lady parts.
Now see, how did you do yours? Did you do yours with I want so and so's butt?
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah.
I didn't. I went non sexist. Now granted I did pick one for the body.
There's one you're gonna be like, what the hell? I get a good pick.
Oh, God. I'm already scared. So let's start with, who's your two nerds? Who's
you? Wow.
Jesus.
Who's on first?
Wow, I just...
Isn't there a guy named...
Who Podcast Cancer.
Yeah.
H-U.
H-U. Who's your two nerds?
You ever seen the movie Big Daddy?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, these two played the kid in Big Daddy.
Cole
Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse.
Also from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Why do I fucking know that?
I hate that fucking show.
But you want them as teenagers.
Yeah.
Okay, not as the kid from Big Daddy.
No, as they are now.
As they are now.
Okay. I hate that fucking show.
Yeah.
They're so annoying.
Who's your two nerds?
Geek number one is Joel Courtney. He was in Super 8. He was like the main character.
Oh, he was the kid. Okay, he was the kid from Super 8. Okay.
And the other one is Noah Ringer from The Last Airbender.
Noah Ringer.
Yeah, right there.
He's surprised.
He's a nerdy looking kid.
Wow! Jesus, with a jetpack.
He just looks like he gets his ass kicked all the time.
Yeah.
That's why he played the airbender. Holy crap. Yeah. Okay, I'm giving you that one. That's, yes. My two, I went with Donald Glover and Danny Pudi from Community, Troy and Abed.
Nice.
Because I figure what two nerds are going to come up with. Yeah, that's... So that's my pick, Troy and Abed.
I just kind of looked up young actors.
Yeah, that's what I did. Guys. Under 20, and I was like, man, I feel like a pervert.
That's fucking wrong. Got to go to DC.
Yeah. Hello to DC. What do you want to do next? The Evil Brother, The Woman Traits, or The Bullies?
The Woman Traits last, buddy.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that last. Well, let's hit Chet, The Evil Brother. Who you got?
I got, where's he at? Skylar Gazondo. He was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay. Gazondo?
How you spell it?
No, I got G-I-Z.
According to IMDb, he does not
exist. Yeah, it might have been
close enough. We know who you mean.
I think AutoCorrect got me.
That could be.
He's in The Amazing Spider-Man, though.
So okay.
Look for Skylar in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Who's your evil brother?
Cameron Bright. From Running Scared. Never heard of it. Sorry.
And we're bringing... Okay. Actually, I like that movie. That's the version with Paul Walker.
He's just an evil-looking kid.
Bud Walker.
Smokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born in 1993.
Jesus, I'm old.
Yeah, we know.
An audio podcast. They can't see me flipping you off. Yeah, that's a... Yeah, he looks like a dick.
not literally.
No, he has hair. For my
he's an old dick.
He's an old dick. For my evil brother, the nerds are adopted, and the evil brother is the natural born son, and it is Zac Efron.
Nice.
Just because he can play
a dick.
Yeah, have you seen The Neighbors?
I want to see that.
That's a good. He did good in that. Okay. Two school bullies.
All right. These two are from Modern Family fame. Rico Rodriguez and Nolan Gold.
They're the bullies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to watch that little Mexican kid not just be a little...
Not be a bitch? Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. That's good. Who's your two bullies?
Well, one of my bullies is a girl. Her name is Peyton List. She's from 27 Dresses.
And you were beat up by a girl as a kid, weren't you?
I'm not saying a word. No, she just looks like a...
See her being, playing the bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, again, that's a good one.
And then Braden Lee Masters. Braden. B-R-A-E-D-E-N.
B-R-A-E... From what's he?
Easy A.
Well, IMDb's fighting me. Okay, so he's from Easy A.
It's an AE.
Oh, I can't spell.
No, the first.
B-R-A-E-D-E-N. Okay, I got it. Fucking A, I got it. He looks like a dick. He is a dick for all the hell you just put me through.
Why? Because you can't spell.
He was born in 1996.
Jesus Christ.
Fat man with a keyboard.
Yeah. Snossage fingers. That's right.
Snossages. What are you looking at me for, Doug?
He said snossages. What the fuck you think he's looking at you for? He understands the English. My two bullies, Dylan O'Brien from Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
I have him as the, freshman.
He needs to eat something.
Yeah, he's a skinny dude. I have him as, the freshman bully. All
right.
And then for the senior bully, I have Channing Tatum. He's on the 15-year plan.
And he punches kids and they die.
Yeah. He's Kearney. He has a kid while he's in school. Him and Otto were in the same grade. Okay, now we're going to go into our women's traits.
Now we're going to do these one at a time. We're gonna
Let's do them one at a time.
What kind of parts did you come up with?
Okay, so I got Kate Upton's breasts.
Nice.
I can't argue with that. That she's...
With boobs, I went with Katy Perry.
I can't argue with that either. Boobs are nice. For the body, I went with Sarah Underwood. Most people know
I didn't
from
put a body on mine.
Attack of the I figure. Most people know her from Attack of the Show or House Bunny or Playboy Playmate.
Yeah. So,
okay. Your next female trait.
We got Jennifer Aniston's ass.
Same for butt, I put Scarlett Johansson.
I didn't think about her. Maybe because she's knocked up now.
Ah, she just popped out the kid.
Oh,
right,
she did?
Yeah, right before Comic-Con, she popped out the kid. I went with Geek and Brains, and I went with Sam Maggs. Right there, showing him a picture.
She's on my Twitter.
Yep, she's on the Twitter, and working on getting her on the show for an interview.
Cool.
So, okay, that was my Geek and Brains. Next trait, you horrible sexist.
I got a body on mine.
not just floating body parts?
Yeah, I went with Katy Perry's body.
Yeah.
Legs, I got Stacey Keebler.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's... No, even knocked up. Okie doke.
Yeah.
I went with... I need a badass. There has to be a badass part of my create a woman. And of course I went with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in love with that woman.
Don't touch your boobs.
Yeah.
I would just...
She'll break your fucking arm.
She could hand me back the arm and just be like, that's where this hand touched. Yeah.
Then I'll bronze it. Bronze it.
Yeah, that's yeah, I'm just gonna look at pictures of Ronda Rousey while you guys talk. Jeez, crackers. Actually saw Expendables 3.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, where she's in it. It's a passing of the torch movie. They give it over to the new generation. She's one of them. And
nice.
Fucking awesome. Next.
Turn that back on. Where are we on?
I don't know.
Okay, we're on two.
Okay.
I got Kate Upton's head because Kate Upton's off.
Yeah.
I almost just picked Kate Upton on all of them.
I like Olympic rings.
Yeah.
If you want to know what I'm talking about, listeners, look for the Ronda Rousey picture for ESPN, the magazine, the body issue.
That's nice.
Yeah, I got to get rid of that real quick.
I want us to leave you alone?
No, no, I'm good.
I got, for hair, I got Amy Adams.
Okay.
Hair. You got hair, but no body.
Have you seen a floating wig?
You got legs, face, boobs, but hair.
She's going to be wearing like a green suit. Like parts are cut out.
That's okay with me.
That's okay with me. Mine has to be a redhead. I went with Christina Hendricks.
All right.
Actually, I could have went with Christina Hendricks. Everything.
Why,
okay.
Why a redhead, bud?
Middle finger to you. Why a Superman logo? I'm like, all right,
man.
You want to go? We can go. Where the fucker, I'm all types of lost here.
To one now.
Yeah. Yep. Last thing.
Megan Fox's big ass thumb.
I always thought she would be just awesome at video games with that thumb.
She's gonna put it in your butt.
She can play Mario Kart, break, and accelerate at the
same time.
She's gonna do burnouts.
Oh, damn it, that's funny. What you got for your last one?
I got, for the face, I got Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's still...
She's got that Aveeno soft face.
Looks like oatmeal.
Creamy oatmeal.
I wasn't gonna go there, but yeah, you did. And of course, you're creating a computer woman, so I gotta have somebody that knows how to do with computers. Emily Rickards plays Felicity on Arrow.
I just got an email that says, Tim, become a teacher. Study online.
Let's not do that. University of Phoenix?
I erased
it. You'd be a terrible teacher.
Oh, I know. He could teach Simpsonology. I can teach what's it? Pittsburgh University teaches vampire shit legitimately.
Yeah.
You can teach a Simpsonology.
There is somebody has done a criminology course. I forget what college this is. But it's a criminology course and a psychology course mixed into one, and it's all Batman.
Stop rubbing my leg, dog.
And it's all tied into Batman. And I'm like, that one's kind of legit. I'd take that class. Alright, that's how we would do weird science. I apologize in advance for everything.
Some is weirder than others.
Some is weirder than others.
And how are you apologizing in advance if we've already done it? That's all I'm going to say.
We know that I struggle with the English language on a daily, hourly, minutely basis. Minutely's not a word. See what I mean? Send us an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
You can be the second one.
I need a drink. Give me the raccoon.
You gonna drink the raccoon?
Probably. We are on the Twitter machine. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us. At Inconclusive Pod.
At Timmy Shizzler.
At Shore Timmy.
And I am at Cyborg Sumo.
Chimp Tornado.
Chimp Tornado is on there as well. At Chimp Tornado.
And Inconclusive Pod.
Yep.
You already said that.
Already said that one. We have the Facebook group. Join. You can see pictures of Dan. <I don't know. laughs> Maybe. Someday.
About time for membership dues to come up.
Yeah. Yeah. We discussed, let's see, $30 a piece for each episode he's missed. That's 18 episodes. I could buy a microphone.
You said 10 last time.
Well, I'm 10 a piece. There's three of us.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's 30 a show. That's right.
We know where he lives.
Well, kind of.
Allegedly, we might have mob ties.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing.
He can sleep with the fishes. At the Red Lobster.
Well, I think his mob ties might be our mob ties.
His isn't mob, it's Dunkers.
Yeah, exactly.
His wife is Italian.
That is true.
And we're done.
Disregard.
Disregard that entire last little bit. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hello to Brazil. We had 2 downloads from Brazil.
Nice.
We are still keeping our strength in the Russian Federation.
Does that mean I gotta stop the fucking soccer comments now?
No, that means we have to wax you.
Wax.
Brazilian
maybe
wax.
No.
Maybe no. No. Oh,
the exciting development at work.
Uh-oh.
The Japanese guy going home here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Started a countdown on the board. I put, Ken, go home. And then how many days?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe on this particular day it was 35. I said, can go home 35 days. Well, I glanced over at the board. Somebody changed E on home to an O. So,
can go homo in 35.
Can go homo 35 days.
There
so
you go.
He was being a dick. And I told this other Japanese guy, I said, can need a hug. And he said, can homo? And they were standing by the board. I said, well, 35 days.
Oh, God. Have they ever said anything more to you about shipping you off?
I don't know what you're talking about. Not yet. I haven't heard much.
Okay. That's going to be odd. You'll have to get him on the Skype if that happens.
Welcome to Rice Town.
You get to take dirty panties out of a vending machine. Just saying.
I was told because they're so perverted over there, mm-hmm. their commuter trains. They have one that's just for women only, so they won't get molested.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too. Up. It's.
Yeah. Just search for Japan online. Just go to Google image search and just.
You know, female.
Turn off safe search.
Female train Japan. And I apologize if you're Googling that right now.
I think we just got an email on that.
I think so. Stop it. It's my NSA contact going, you sick fuck. All right, I think that's it. Spread the word of the show. Even if you don't like us, lie.
Yeah, what was it? Word of mouth, best thing.
Yeah.
If you have your friends, tell your friends. If you don't have any friends.
If you don't like it, somebody does.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, we hope you have no friends.
Yeah, that's right. I hope you're a sad little man. That's right. All right, we will catch everybody next week. Bye.
We will?
Yeah.
Sure.